the question was asked, how are we to view the choice between being machmir and mekel, being more stringent and more lenient, whereas on the one hand the person wants to ensure that he has done his duties, so to speak, he has fulfilled his obligations towards heaven, and that's why a person might think that he should always take the more stringent opinion, always be machmir. And on the other hand, being that being machmir, being more stringent, does require a certain amount of effort, so that can detract from his capacity to perform elsewhere, and therefore perhaps the more appropriate approach would be to be mekel, so that he can invest his efforts elsewhere. And the question is, how are we to understand which one is preferable? So I think that both approaches are true. And it's true that to be machmir, to be more stringent, is very often a better way of ensuring that one has fulfilled his obligations. And to be mekel very often leaves us more strength to do other things that are important. Leaves us more time, leaves us more assets. So then the truth is that we have to understand what's at the root of different chumrot and kulot to really know how to apply when we should be machmir and when we should be mekel. When should we be stringent? When should we be lenient? It's true that every chumrah has a certain price. I had a time when I tried to accomplish a certain amount of learning before every meal. So I tried to accomplish a certain amount of reviewing before every meal. And after doing this for a long time, about a year or 2 years, I suddenly realized that it was coming at a tremendous cost, because I wouldn't be able to learn what I was supposed to learn because I had to eat breakfast and I hadn't yet accomplished what I had wanted to accomplish before breakfast. When really, it wasn't logic that dictated to me to cover this much review. It was just, I had said to myself, I'm going to force myself into that corner of doing that. Fine, bli neder, so okay, so I stopped. I'm saying, however I got out of it, but I'm just saying, it took me time to realize that although I was trying to do something good, the amount of effort I was exerting into doing that good thing, well, it came at a big price. There are many examples to that, where a person takes on a certain stringency, and the price really, really is very, very big, and then it brings into question, was it worth doing that stringency? And we have to firstly discuss that there are different types of chumros. Not all stringencies are created equal. Some stringencies are not that important, and they're not worth the price. Let's take a simple example. Many Orthodox people today put their tzitzis out. They take their tzitzis strings and they leave them out of their pants. Now, no. Many Ashkenazi Orthodox people do that. For one person doing that, it comes at a great cost. His parents are going to get upset by it. He's going to encounter anti-Semitism on the college campus. He's going to pay a very, very big price for it. I don't think so. So here you have something where, like was mentioned, that the Sephardim don't even believe it's a good thing to do to leave the tzitzis out. And it's not something which is so important. It's a very slight chumrah, quite possibly. And remember, there are opinions that say it's not even the right thing to do. If a person would call me up and ask me, should I do that? Even if the only cost was that it would cause friction between him and his parents, so then I think the correct answer is don't. It's not worth it. If you're in yeshiva and all's the same, so fine. Why not? But then you have a guy who's in yeshiva and he says, I'm going to feel like I'm weird by putting my tzitzis out. And you know what? Even for that, I would say, so leave it in for now. What's the big deal? That's not so important. So you have an example of something that's not so important. And if a person decides that that there's a certain price, so then it's not worth the price. You have other chumros which are more important. And then we say a person should try to perform them. Technically, it's enough if one person lights the Hanukkah candle in the house. But the custom of Ashkenazi Jews is that every Jew in the house lights the menorah, lights a Hanukkah candle. So if a person is just going to say, there's a slight inconvenience for me to light the Hanukkah candles, we would say, well, you should still do it. It's an important thing. That's our custom, that Ashkenazi custom is to do it. And every situation has its weight. So it's a little difficult to just give a formula. We often discuss the importance of not adopting chumros because the assumption is that most things that are a very important chumra, most things that are a chumra maybe at the root of the halacha, but Am Yisrael tends to do it, so then you're going to do it and not realize that it was a chumra. The areas where you already realize that this is a stringency, well, in those areas, it's probably not worth the effort. If we have to make a general rule, when a person is in the tshuva process, there are so many things that are difficult to contend with to begin with, that we say, let's forgo all the stringencies. So a classical example, we say that when a person's in the tshuva process, for the first 10 years, he shouldn't even contemplate which hechsher he's eating. So long as it's an orthodox hechsher, eat it and enjoy and leave that on the side. So a person will say, I wouldn't worry about that at this stage. A person will say, but isn't there room to be more stringent? Isn't there this benefit of being more stringent on this and that and Chal Yisrael and a whole bunch of other things? And the answer is, of course, halachically, there's room to adopt those stringencies. But when a person is doing tshuva, there are so many changes they're undergoing. One area of life where the chumrah is going to carry a lot of inconvenience is the diet that you eat. The mere fact that a person's not eating lobster or pork or eating meat and milk is hard enough. You tell a person he has to start eating only things that are kosher, that's difficult enough. And I understand that for different people, there's a different level of difficulty in keeping kosher, but at the end of the day, it's difficult. Most people who do tshuva are not coming back to a home that keeps kosher. They're not going out with friends that are necessarily keeping a high level of kashrus. And so this is an area where, although there is room for stringency, it's not recommended at this stage of the game because it comes with such a high price tag that experience has shown that people who try to adopt it can find themselves very often in situations that they're hungry. They're not going to find a restaurant or a candy bar that has a hechsher that they feel comfortable with. Their friends, their parents, their relatives are going out to eat, and suddenly it becomes a huge issue because go find the badatz out in Haifa, go find the badatz out in Netanya, go find the kosher standard that you want when you're visiting Europe. It's not going to work. And what happens is that inevitably when a person adopts certain chumros, as much as you tell him, this is a chumrah, this is a stringency, the feeling when he doesn't live up to that stringency is, I'm not keeping the Torah the way I should. And although you could explain it to a person 1,000 times, this is just a stringency and take it upon yourself on condition that when it's inconvenient, you won't do it. That's the only way a person should take a stringency, only with that condition. And even so, we say this is an area where it's not worth the stringency because it can make an observant lifestyle be so tedious that it can put everything in a bad light. It could put all of observancy in a bad light. So that's why this is an area which we leave for last if we're discussing stringencies. Because at the end of the day, it's all kosher. We're not talking about eating something that's non-kosher. So it's not the level of stringency that we would like. So fine. So we have another 10 years. I don't think God will hold it against us if we don't start thinking about it for another 10 years. And the flip side of that is that we've seen many people who try to take on these stringencies and the price tag is much higher than they anticipate initially. We will continue in a few minutes. We have to answer